There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition, MLB DFS Quick Hits. We got your Friday, June 1st edition. Man, we have made it into the month of June already. Over 2 months of baseball in the books. 15 game slate on tap. It's going to be a wild one. It's weird. 15 games, pitching is not as great as one would expect unless you feel like taking that leap of mankind. But we got bats for days, as you'd expect in a 15 game slate. We got a lot of high totals. 8.5s and above, lots of 9s and above. You're gonna mix and match. Even with Coors on the slate, we have some places we can really have some fun. So let's get at those totals. Yankees, Orioles got rained out last night. We got Sonny Gray back on the mound versus Cashner instead of Tanaka versus Gausman, which would have been two nice arms to add to the table tonight. But the total is 9.5. Cubs, Mets, 8.5. Blue Jays, Tigers, 9. Nationals, Braves, 8.5. Red Sox, Astros, Chris Sale versus Garrett Cole. Total is 7. Get your popcorn ready. Indians, Twins, 8. Brewers, White Sox, 9. A's, Royals, 9. Pirates, Cardinals, 8. Dodgers, Rockies, Coors Field, Delight at 11. Marlins, D-backs, 8.5. Rangers, Angels, 8.5. Reds, Padres, 8. Rays, Mariners, to be determined, as we have Sergio Romo, the opener, supposed to be doing his thing, but you never know at Tampa Bay. But that's the plan for now. Philadelphia and the Giants wrap it up with a total of 8. So, a lot of good stuff going on there. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 totals of 9 or above. You got 2, 3, 4, 8.5. So, 9 of the 15 games are 8.5 or higher. We got some good hitting environments. When you look at the overall weather, still slight chances of rain in Baltimore, about 25%, más o menos. Toronto, Detroit, blowing out to right field about 13 miles an hour. Washington, Atlanta, 30 to 40% rain, thunderstorms. So keep an eye on that one. That was Strasburg versus Foltynewicz. Milwaukee and the Chicago White Sox, wind blowing out to right field at 15 miles an hour. And that, my friends, we'll get into later, is one of the games I want to target heavily. Cleveland, Minnesota blowing in from center at 13 miles an hour. Oakland, Kansas City out to left field at 11 miles an hour. Then your typical Bay Area delight, Giants, Phillies blowing out to center at 14 miles an hour. When you look at the pitching on this slate, you got 5 guys over 10K. You got Steven Strasburg at 12-1, Garrett Cole at 11-6, Chris Sale at 11, Carrasco at 10-7, Pivetta at 10. You can play any of these guys. You really can. I'm not going to play Strasburg. I'm not going to play Cole. I'm not going to play Sale. If you have to pick one of those three, you play Sale. But Strasburg, A, the weather is a concern. B, I respect the crap out of this Braves lineup. At 12-1, Strasburg just hasn't been pumping enough of that 30-plus point upside, which you need at that price point. Like yesterday, I was on Quintana and LeBlanc. Those are my two guys. They pitched great, and they weren't even that expensive. It doesn't work every day, but it worked out phenomenally there. We have some options like that today. Not as many, but Strasburg, kudos, go for it if you want. I'm not there. Cole versus Sale, I'm going to respect the crap out of the matchup and just watch it. Two offenses that can blow up on anybody, two pitchers that can shut down any offense. GPP, these guys make an incredible play, but just realize it could be horrific or it could be amazing. So that's where you're going there. And when I play GPP, pitchers, I like to pitch them when they're a lot cheaper. Like, we got one later that I'm going to put my foot back in, try to pull it out of my mouth for a certain pitcher tonight. Carlos Carrasco at 10-7, I can definitely get behind against Minnesota. Carrasco is an up-and-down guy, but the strikeouts have definitely been there. Twins team striking out 22% of the time. He's got a 27.3% K rate with a 44% ground ball rate. When you look at the Minnesota Twins, they have a 3.9 total. Lefties 289, righties 332. They have a sneaky, sneaky offense. You saw what they did yesterday against Bieber in the bullpen, and they definitely have that ability. So if you want to stack against them or put a couple one-offs, go for it. But Carrasco at 10-7 is one guy I can definitely get by in here. But the best guy up here, if you can say best in any pitcher, because stuff happens, is Nick Pivetta. Now, the caveat is he's been much, much, much better at home than on the road. But going into San Francisco against a Giants team that doesn't have a ton of lefties in the lineup, and lefties are what get to Nick Pivetta. When you look at the Giants' total, it's 3.95, just barely above the Twins. Lefties, 368. Righties, 267. So you got Brandon Belt, who's having a great year. No sugarcoating that. And then maybe Gregor Blanco finds the lineup. You got Brandon Crawford. That's about it. Panic still rehabbing. He was in San Jose last night with Bumgarner. You got Pivetta, who can strike out the world. And the Giants are striking out a lot more this year. A lot more swing and strike, swing and miss. They're striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Pivetta, 25.3% K rate. So lots to like there. Again, for some reason, he just has not found it on the road. But, you know, his last few starts, 18 points, but 30.8, 38, 27. That 38 was at Baltimore, so that's a good sign. So 27 or more in three of his last four, 18 or more in four straight. He had a couple of hiccups along the way, but we've seen 30-plus point upside a handful of times this season. Big-time K stuff. If you're going to play anybody up here, I like Pivetta the most. Then I got Carrasco, too. The other guys are great pitchers. It's no disrespect to them. I just, between matchups and price tags, I'd rather save and get some of these big bats we're going to talk about a little later. When you drop below 9, I can't understand the Jaime Barria $9,300 tag, but we shall move on from that. Jose Berrios at 91, I think, makes for a very intriguing GPP play. You got Berrios going up against a Cleveland Indians team that strikes out 24% of the time. So the K rates are there. We know they can hit the crap out of the baseball. But Berrios has limited the hard contact to 28% this year. Their team total is 4.1, which is, for an Indians team, kind of low. Lefties hit 283, righties 303 versus Berrios. He's been outstanding. He's fixed some things out. They said he was tipping pitches earlier. He's got that kind of going better for him. He's been really, really good at home this year. He faced Cleveland earlier this year, 7 shutout innings and 3 hits, no walks, 5 Ks for 24 points. He's had 23, 33, 36 in his last 3 starts since he figured out his tipping pitch things. At Seattle, home versus Detroit, home versus St. Louis. So he's looked much, much better of late. Cleveland offense, just like the Red Sox, just like the Astros and company, can blow up at a moment's notice. So that's why it's a GPP play. But at $9,100, he has the same upside as anybody above him. Anybody. Anybody in the 10K and above, Berrios has that upside. So that's why I like him at GPPs at $9,100. Drop down to Miles Mikolas, $8,700 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mikolas coming off a rough outing against Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, 6 innings, 5 hits. 4 earned, 1 walk, 5 Ks for 11.9 DraftKings points. When you look at Mikolas, he's been really, really, really good at home this year. And outside of his last start of 6 innings and 4 earned, first time he faced Pittsburgh, he's 7 innings and 2 earned, and he had 7 strikeouts. So a very good start the first go-round against them. Looking for a bounce-back outing. Pittsburgh strikes out less than 20% of the time, which is always a downer. Mikolas, a great ground ball rate. Pirates have a 3.7 total. It's tied for second lowest on the slate. The only two below it are tied with the Astros. And then you got the Red Sox. Lefties hit 335. Righties 265. The Pirates do have a lot of lefties. And that's what could get Mikolas into trouble. But at $8,700, he's definitely worth a look. One more pitcher in this area at $7,100. And this is a complete GPP dart. As we're looking at Frankie Montas of the Oakland Athletics going into Kansas City. Montas made his debut this year. 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned, 2 walks, 7 Ks for 26.5 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So you look back at Frankie Montas, he's had a couple cups of coffee in his career in 2015 with the White Sox. And he made he pitched out of the bullpen last year for Oakland for the most part. Yeah, 23 appearances out of the pen. In AAA this year, he had a 4.39 ERA. He made 9 starts. He had a 7.2 K per 9. So I'm trying to bring it back to, he won't be as good as he was against Arizona, but through his minor league career, he was a 10-plus K per 9 type guy. Really good K stuff. Limits the home runs. Overall, has pitched really, really well in the minors. It's $7,100 GPP is why we're mentioning him. He's got big-time upside against the Royals team that's very hit and miss. You got the likes of Mike Moustakas and company that can show up and make some noise. But as a whole, he lines up to be a very intriguing play here. Kansas City doesn't strike out a ton, though, 17.5% K rate. So pick your poison. There's a few guys down below, but I wanted to mention him because the guys down below are really scary. So Montas at 71 brings the upside. You know, total of only 4.3 for the Royals. They have a horrific 121 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Because outside of Moustakas, they really have no power. There's a few guys that'll run into some, like Gordon once in a while. You got Soler, Cuthbert, Hunter Dozier, but those last three are off on the right side of the plate. So little things to think about there at 7,100. So in this mid-price range, I got Berrios 1, Mikolas 2, Montas 3, but it's all basically price-dependent on what you have going on. Now it gets fun. The below 7K range. And you got a guy like Jameson Taillon who is sneaky good when it comes to facing a right-handed heavy lineup, and that's what you're going to get with the St. Louis Cardinals. He's faced them once this year, 6 1/3, 5 hits, 3 earned, 6 strikeouts, which is not bad for 16.7 points. He's got a good floor, 16-7, 12-1, 13-4, 15-6, so basically 12 or more points in 4 straight, 12 or more in 5 of his last 6. So he's not lighting the world on fire. We've seen the big upside earlier this year with him where he can go off. It's a St. Louis team that strikes out a little more than people think, a little over 23% of the time this year. He's got a 48% ground ball rate, a 21.5% strikeout rate. The Cardinals team totals 4.33, just like the Royals and Frankie Montas. See, lefties 335, righties 247. And again, the Cardinals have a righty-dominated lineup outside of Matt Carpenter. So it makes it very interesting for Taillon to get a 144 ISO, which is definitely below average, versus right-handed hitting. Taillon at 68 makes for a very good play. I imagine a chalky play, but he is in play. Now is where I get to pull the foot out of my mouth, hopefully. And it's only price dependent, and it's only because there's so much crap pitching on this slate overall. Like, the middle tier we usually attack, I named 3 guys that I can sit down and at least go to battle with. So at $5,800 bucks, this just hurts. Sonny Gray. I was reading a bunch of things yesterday. I saw some angles where I could appreciate it. It's very risky against the Yankees team. Yes, it's very, or against the Orioles team, it's very risky because the power they have, Camden Yards. 2 of his last 3 starts, he's got 24 or more points. The other 2, he's got 5.7 and minus 2. So you're getting all or nothing with Gray. You got a Baltimore team with a 4.3 total, which is less than the Cardinals and the Royals, who we just talked about targeting. You have a team that strikes out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Sonny Gray at $5,800 bucks is a GPP play that I can understand, as long as you understand the risk behind it. The reward can be much better than people think at that price point. The last guy I'll mention is $1,000 cheaper than Sonny Gray, and that is Michael Leake. And this isn't a guy I love, usually, but at $4,800 bucks, I have to respect. He averages about 11 points a game. His last, at home, he's averaging about 12 points a game. He hasn't faced Tampa Bay this year. In 3 of his last 4 starts, he's got 21-6, 14-8, and 23-6. So 15 or more points in 3 of his last 4. He's shown a ton of double-digit upside this year. He's had like 3 or 4 blow-ups. $4,800 bucks against a Tampa Bay team that does have a little bit of surprise in them, but not a ton. They strike out over 21% of the time. He's got a 53% ground ball rate. Does give up a lot of hard contact, which is not ideal. But you look at Tampa Bay, and it's very, very interesting to me. Oh, we're waiting on their team total. That's right. Lefties 413, righties 376 versus Mike Leake, but they have a just above average team WOBA 322 versus righties, and a below average ISO of 131. So obviously they're not lighting the world on fire. They can. You got CJ Cron. You got, blanking right now. They got a bunch of middling players. You got Wilson Ramos back there, so they can surprise you from time to time. Not lighting the world on fire, though, so for $4,800, Mike League definitely comes into play as a very intriguing option. So down below, you got Tyon 1, I got Leak 2, Sonny Gray 3, and then I want you to keep an eye on stuff throughout the day, because with Sergio Ramos starting, the reports right now are it'll be Austin Pruitt, but it could be Anthony Banda. So keep an eye on those. I didn't pay attention to yesterday's action or the day before with Tampa Bay, so I don't know what Yarbrough's status is, because usually he goes first in this setup. But right now they're reporting Pruitt or Banda. Pruitt's 45, Banda's 48. Those both could be interesting plays as well against Seattle. So just keep an eye on that and go from there. Now let's take a look at the bats. Before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft. It is a great new way to play fantasy sports. You draft in under 5 minutes, stake-style drafting, just the way you like it. Don't have to worry about ownership because you're the only one that owns them. And there's all kinds of price points, league sizes, the works. They have baseball, basketball, football, hockey, golf. Best balls for NFL, rocking and rolling. And when you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports for entry into a free $3 tournament. So it's an awesome way to play fantasy sports. Draft in your app store, draft.com, promo code SDSports at checkout, entry into a free $3 tournament. Now let's run through your bats on this 15-game slate. You got Yasmani Grandal and Coors at $4,800. It's a great play if you can afford it because he hits lefties with a ton of thump. So he's interesting, but $4,800 is steep for your catcher's position. Yet El Guerri, $4,500 for Cashner. We loved him last night. We love him again tonight. You go down a little farther. You got guys like Salvi Perez versus Montas at 41. I can get behind if you are fading Montas. You got John Ryan Murphy, who's crushing everything at $3,900. Don't hate it at all. The farther down you look, you got guys like Wilson Ramos at 36 versus Mike Leake, or 37, sorry, versus Leake. You keep scrolling a bit. You got Chris Iannetta and Coors at 34 versus Alex Wood, which I think is a great play. We know Iannetta's power versus lefties could come into play big time with that one. John Hicks for Detroit, 3,300 versus Jaime Garcia is intriguing if you want to be a little different. If you aren't using Sonny Gray, Chance Cisco at 32 is in play for you as a cheaper left-handed catcher. Farther down we scroll, there are a couple coming up that you can definitely get behind. Like Jorge Alfaro at 3K is in play versus Stratton. It's not what I'm running to play, but he is in play as a cheaper option. But Manny Pena against Hector Santiago at 2,900 and Omar Narváez of Chicago versus Chase Anderson at $2,900. Two really good catching options. Kind of see where they are in the lineup, or if you can't have that many Brewers in your lineup, look at those directions. You could go there. James McCann of Detroit at 29 versus Jaime Garcia I like as well. So there's three guys at $2,900 I really, really like right there. That if you don't want to pay up for catchers for one of those big boys in a great matchup, I have no problem going straight to that $2,900 range and making it happen. Other than that, like a Rafi Lopez facing Tyler Mahle. Lopez has been hitting in the middle of that Padres order. He's $2,600. When you look at facing Tyler Mahle, lefties hit 397, righties 306. So a guy like Rafi Lopez at $2,600 could be a nice cheapie for you as well. Let's go over to the first base position. You got Freddie Freeman at 5K. I don't care who Freddie's playing in the GPP. He's got upside. He can hit anybody. So at 5K, if you want to fade Strasburg, go for it. I'm not running to do that. Goldie against Hernandez in Miami at 48 could be a nice play. Goldie went deep the other day, heating up a bit. D-backs have a 4-6 total versus Eliezer Hernandez. Lefties hit 319, righties 391 versus Hernandez in this small sample size. So keep that in mind. But man, D-backs as a whole, a 270 WOBA and a 131 ISO is bad news bears. But Goldie at 48 could be a nice play. And then Anthony Rizzo's been on fire. $4,800 going up against Zach Wheeler, who lefties hit 371, righties 313. So Rizzo could be for a very, very nice play there against Wheeler in that matchup. Brandon Belt, we mentioned lefties versus Pivetta. He's about the only one that scares me, so you can look at him. Joey Votto at 4,600 versus Lockett is also an intriguing option. Lockett's some young pitcher for San Diego, kind of making his debut, so we don't have a whole lot on him. But Votto at 46 could be in play as well. Cody Bellinger and Coors at 45 is a great play versus Tyler Anderson. I know it's lefty-lefty, but lefty's 389, righty's 303 versus Tyler Anderson. They can still get to him, plus you got Rocky's bullpen to look forward to. So 4,500 for Bellinger is good. But the one that stands out to me, and it's going to be a trend on this show, Jesus Aguilar is $4,300 versus Hector Santiago. Milwaukee's 4-7 total. Lefty's 362, righty's 377 versus Santiago. So, Jesus Aguilar, love him tonight at $4,300. That's one of my, that's probably my top play at first base. I love those guys up top, but Aguilar at 43, really, really nice. Farther down you look, you got guys like Jose Abreu versus Chase Anderson. Don't hate that at all. White Sox team total is 4-3, lefty's 330, righty's 367 versus Chase. And Abreu's always overlooked, always gets overlooked, and he's producing in a great clip this year. So that matchup, I'm targeting heavy, that White Sox-Brewers matchup. And if it falls, it falls. But I think we could have fireworks when you have guys like Chase Anderson and Santiago. Then again, we've seen both those offenses crap the bed before. So be ready for anything. But a guy like Justin Smoke hits lefties with a ton of power. He's 4K versus Hardy of Detroit. He's another good one that will get overlooked on this slate. Someone to target there. Greg Bird, if you think he's back, he was scheduled to hit third last night against Cashner. Obviously, the lineup can change today, but if he's sitting in the middle of that Yankees order at $3,900, definite upside against Andrew Cashner. Carlos Santana versus Chris Stratton at 39 is another good option. Basically, what I'm saying is you don't have to pay up at first base today. There's some really good options. Matt Olson versus the fly ball pitcher and Ian Kennedy at 3,700 brings nice GPP power upside. Wouldn't be shocked if Matt Olson goes deep tonight. I know he's been underperforming people's expectations this year, but definitely in play for you. Other than that, like a Louis Valbuena at 3,300 versus Bartolo Colon gives you that power upside, and a super cheap first baseman that you have to absolutely love is Justin Bour at $3,200. The power Justin Bour brings to the table against a guy like Clay Buchholz. I know the humidor is in effect, but the guy's got 10 jacks on the year. He's got an OPS of 806. He's $3,200 going up against Clay Buchholz. That is extreme, extreme, extreme value. Marlins team with a total just below 4. Lefty's 219, righty's 49 versus Buchholz. I'm going to throw that out the window for now because Justin Bour at 32, definitely a play. Trey Mancini at 32 versus Sonny Gray. We can get behind that a lot as well. So there's tons and tons of options. There's probably even more than I mentioned. But down below, Mancini and Bour, I absolutely love at 32. And then you got a bunch of other ones in that low 4, early 3 range that you can pick apart if you don't want to pay up. Second base, Ozzy Albies slowing down a bit, but 51 versus Strasburg, just like Freeman. If you want to be GPP weird, I have no problem using Albies against pretty much anybody. Gleyber Torres at 49, that's a steep-ass price tag for this kid. He's been performing, he's earned it, he's played great. It's just steep, very steep. Scooter Jeanette at 46, I can definitely get into, and Cesar Hernandez at 45 versus Stratton. Both intriguing plays there, but Jed Lowry at 43 versus Ian Kennedy. The A's could be another fun target today. Their team total is 4.7. Lefty's 381, righty's 372. So A's can be another one of those kind of lower-owned plays like the Brewers and the White Sox that we'll be looking at today. We're basically looking for pivots off of Coors is what I'm trying to hint at. If you want to stack Coors, I'm never going to stop you from that. But the ways you can beat Coors is finding those other ones that you can do when you have all these totals of 9 or above. Blow-ups happen. Matt Carpenter at 39 versus Taillon is very, very nice as well. Kiki Hernandez and Coors versus a lefty at 3,900 is underpriced if you believe in Kiki versus a lefty, which he's proven he can do. Benny Zobrist at 3,900 versus Zach Wheeler. Benny's been having a really good run of it, so not a bad price tag there. But one I do like a lot, and I like even if it wasn't this matchup we're targeting, but Yoan Moncada versus a right-handed pitcher like Chase Anderson at 3,700, I really like. I know Moncada's kind of slowed down the last week or so, but he's a supreme talent versus a right-handed pitcher like Chase Anderson. So Moncada at 37, very much in play in that matchup. Austin Barnes of the Dodgers, if he does get the start, he's second base catcher eligible, only 36 in Coors. So keep an eye on him. Descalso of Arizona, he's up to 3,500 now. If he keeps going up any higher, we're going to start losing our love for this kid. The value is what's been there. But if he's in the middle of that order versus Hernandez, second base, third base eligible at 35, he becomes an option for you. A little farther down, like Jonathan Scope at 35 could be in play if you want to go there. Ian Kinsler, if he's leading off again with Cozart out. Cozart's been out a few days. Kinsler's been taking over the leadoff role. He's actually played well in the leadoff role. Surprise, surprise. Mike Socha. Kinsler's pretty much been a leadoff guy most of his career, and he's played very well doing so. Why ruin a good thing? But Kinsler at 3,300 versus Bartolo could be a nice play, especially if he's leading off. The Angels could be another sneaky one. Going up against Bartolo, the Angels have a 4-8 total. Lefty's 303, righty's 372. So Ian Kinsler with those reverse splits from Bartolo at 3,300. 300 could be a very nice play for you. A couple others you could look at, maybe Chris Owings at 31, but Hernan Perez, if he cracks the lineup for Milwaukee, I love. He's second base outfield eligible. He's a super value guy you can have on this slate at 3,100. I love him because of his value, not because he's like a big time, you know, I'm going to punk the world, but does bring a lot of value to the plate. Let's go to the third base position. Arenado at 56 and Coors versus Alex Wood is the things like I like to say a few names every show, but he's one of them that dreams are made of in this situation. Jose Ramirez can hit anybody. It's Barrios, so pick your poison, but you can go there. Chris Bryant at 51 versus Wheeler, I think, might get a little overlooked up top here tonight. And Eugenio Suarez has been hitting everybody under the sun. He's 5K, so take a look at that one. Justin Turner and Coors versus a lefty at 46. Mike Moustakas at 44. Moustakas will probably get overlooked tonight, so that's one you could definitely keep in mind as well as a one-off instead of stacking the Royals. Unless you want to stack them, you never know. But you go down farther, like Matt Chapman and GPPs at 4K versus Ian Kennedy. Jake Lamb at home versus Wrighty at 39 is a very nice-looking play for you there. Mitchin Carpenter already. You go down a little farther, maybe some Nico Goodrum. He's third-base outfield eligible, hitting in the middle of that Detroit order. He's $3,700 versus Jaime Garcia. So Nico could be an interesting GPP angle where no one's going to own him. Yomer Sanchez at $3,500. I do like a little bit against Chase Anderson, especially if he's at the top of the order. That's one thing I keep in mind. Because when he bats like second or something, he's very productive. Batting at the bottom, he can be productive, but he loses a lot of that value at 35. When he was like 28, I didn't care where he hit the order. 35, I need a little more stability when I'm putting you in your lineup. Yair Munoz, this young stud from St. Louis. They just keep producing middle infielders, usually shortstops. He's right-handed, so we're not running to target him versus Taillon, but his last 10 days, he's hitting 438 with two jacks, a stolen base, averaging 9.5 points. He had a walk-off homer last night. He's going up against Taillon, who lefties are much, much better against, but he's an interesting play at 3,400 if you want to go there. Farther down we look, you got the likes of, you have usually the position doesn't bring a bunch. We mentioned Louis Valbuena earlier at 33. If Zach Cozart's back at 33, I can get behind that. If Ryan McMahon gets to start for Colorado, he's first base, third base eligible at 32 in Coors. Could bring a nice little value to you there as well. Let's go to the shortstop position. Up top, you got Machado at 52 versus Gray, which is a great matchup. Trevor Story versus a lefty in Coors at 49. You play that pretty much every time you can. Jeannie Segura at 47 is okay. Chris Taylor in Coors at 45. Shortstop outfield eligible. I don't mind either. Andrelton Simmons hitting everything at 44. So shortstop's top heavy, as it's definitely been of late. Like Didi Gregorius at 43. Look at Tim Anderson at 41. Not running to play that, but he's in play. B. Craw at 37 is not horrible, but like a Jerkson Profar at 3,500 is a little cheaper guy I can get behind there against Berea of Anaheim. Other than that, it's always really crappy pricing here at shortstop. You'll have like our boy Riddles down here and a few others. So check your lineups and see what you can have, but most of it is top heavy as usual. Now we go to the outfield. You got Trout versus Bartolo at 6K, which is outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Blackman and Coors, not bad. You got Harper versus Fulton Nevich at 55, I can get behind. You got the Yankees sluggers versus Cashner. That's an obvious look. But you got Yelich versus Santiago. It's lefty-lefty, so some might be worried there at 48. Otani versus Bartolo at 48 is very, very nice as well. You got Puig and Coors at 47. Definitely get behind that. Mentioned Cody Bellinger and Chris Taylor already. K with the Chris Davis is back from the DL, facing Ian Kennedy at 45, and Kyle Schwarber versus Wheeler at 45 are both really nice. Lorenzo Cain shows tons of powers versus lefties. He's facing Hector Santiago at 4,400. Lorenzo Cain is an outstanding play tonight. Definitely, definitely like that one. Matty Kemp at 4,400, playing great baseball this year so far in Coors. That's a good spot for him. Nick Castellanos is just crushing baseballs. He's not leaving the park with a ton, but he's hitting 332. He's averaging 10 points a game in his last 10. He's $4,300 versus Jaime Garcia. He'll be super low owned, so that's not a bad one. Austin Meadows at 42 versus Mikolas keeps getting it done, so keep an eye on him as well. We slide on down, like a Shinsu Chu at 41, I can understand. Matt Adams at 4K versus Fulty's in play. But Ryan Braun against Hector Santiago at 4K, definitely worth a look there. Nomar Mazara at only 4K versus Berea is in play for you as well. That's a sneaky nice play. Teoscar Hernandez versus the lefty Hardy of Detroit at only 4K is another nice one. So you got some good options here in the low fours that you can definitely build around. Brandon Nimmo at $4,000 should be owned way more than he is, folks. I mentioned him a lot. I've been on him forever. He's been hitting the ball like crazy. He's at the top of the order. He's facing Tyler Chatwood, who might walk him to death and let him steal bases. There's so many things Tyler Chatwood could do when he walks. It seems like half the guys he faces. He gives up over a walk in inning right now. When you look at the Mets, lefty's 388, righty's 339 versus Tyler Chatwood. So Brandon Nimmo at 4K, and that's a loaded 4K we've mentioned. He's still one you got to keep in mind. He's a double-digit machine these days leading off for him. You go down a little farther, you got Aaron Hicks at 39 versus Cashner. Mentioned Kiki at 39 already. Zobrist mentioned earlier. Juan Soto versus Folti at 38 can be a nice play, especially leading off possibly. Daniel Polka will be super overlooked. He's 3,800 versus Chase Anderson. He's averaging about 8.5 points his last 10. He's been showing some power. He's got 5 jacks on the year, hitting 277. I remember when they made that trade, I was really pumped on that because he's a big-time prospect today. He's kind of got moved around. He's been in Minnesota. He's been in Arizona. Good young player. Maybe he's finally figuring it out at $3,800. The farther down you look, Conforto at only 38 versus Chatwood. Another really solid play there. Don't hate that at all. Corey Dickerson at 37 in your GPPs versus Mikolas. Ian Desmond and Coors at 37. I hate Ian Desmond. That's a great price tag in Coors. Again, Nico Goodrum at 37. Adam Jones at 36. We mentioned yesterday the BVP Adam Jones has versus Sonny Gray is one to definitely keep an eye on. Farther down, we slide. I got David Peralta at 35 versus Hernandez for some value for you. We keep on keeping on. Max Kepler and GPP only is at 35 versus Carrasco. If Cuevas cracks the lineup for Colorado, which he should, he usually faces lefties. He's only 3,400 in Coors. Scotty Scheffler's been swinging a very hot bat. It is San Diego, but he's 3,400 versus Lockett. Another cheap piece of the pie for you there. Domingo Santana, if he cracks the lineup, is only 3,300. Not one of my favorite plays, but he will be super low owned in a GPP. Dexter Fowler kind of slowly heating up. He's 3,300 versus Tyon. Not running to play that by any means. Just keep an eye on it. Other than that, we get to the low threes, anything, Bueller. If Gerard Dyson's leading off at 32 and you're stacking the Diamondbacks, he's in play. Mentioned Trey Mancini earlier at 32. I do like that. Matt Joyce at 32 is a great value play. Hitting at the top of that order against Ian Kennedy could definitely make some noise there. So don't hate that at all. You slide down to the bottom threes. We're at 31 now. Very bleak. Marvin Gonzalez, you're not going that route. Alex Gordon at 3K. If you want to be really contrarian, you can go there. Or Almonte for Kansas City at well above $3,000. Dylan Cousins got the call for Philadelphia. He's a power lefty bat. Like, a lot of strikeouts. He had a near 40% K rate. I believe it was Smada that tweeted it out yesterday. We've been talking about him on the Around the Bases pod for a couple years now. He was crushing it with Hoskins down there. Guy's got light tower power, like bombs away. He might find McCovey Cove twice tonight, or he can strike out 7 times if he gets 7 at-bats. You don't know what you're going to get with him, but at 3K, could make for a very interesting GPP play, so keep an eye on that one. A little farther down. This is why I take my time and scroll. You probably go, Bubba, there's a lot of dead air. Well, they have some sneaky guys here, like Derek Dietrich's $2,800 for Clay Buchholz. Usually hitting around cleanup in that order. That's a lot of value versus Clay Buchholz. I'm not saying run to play Dietrich's, but hey, if you have a loaded lineup and you're like, crap, I only have like $2,900 left, you've got way worse options than Derek Dietrich. Dietrich can put together 5-plus points for you, and all of a sudden you're like, hell yeah. And that allowed me to afford Mike Trout or something. It works out that way. So little things like that, but maybe Blanco gets the start at 27. I'd rather play Dietrich at 28. And there will be a few others. I'm not seeing them at the moment, but some others will always pop up down below, like a Romine or something else. But there you have it. Loaded 15-game slate, as you'd expect. Recapping your pitching up top, you got Pivetta 1, Carrasco 2. The other guys are great, just not making myself go there. In the middle, I got Berrios 1, Mikolas 2, Montas 3. Down below, I got Tyon, Leak, Gray, and then keep an eye on the Tampa Bay situation. But it's some ugly pitching. You're going to have to stomach and just pray. But let's talk BVP real quick, and then we'll mention a couple stacking options and go from there. We talked about the Cashner and the Gray yesterday. We got Jay Bruce, 4-for-9 with 2 homers off Chatwood. Ozdrubal Cabrera, 4-for-13 with a homer. Adrian Gonzalez, 7-for-24 with a homer. The Mets could be a sneaky play today. Not one of my favorite ones, but could be sneaky. Chatwood's just been so bad. But the Mets have been inconsistently bad as well. Jason Hayward, 8-for-21. 2 doubles, 2 homers. A guy in our Slack chat, Dirework, mentioned Hayward's been batting second lately and hit well the last couple games. If you believe in it, he's super cheap in this matchup versus Wheeler. And lefties can definitely get the Wheeler. So keep an eye on Jay Hay if you want a GPP-type play. Freddie Freeman, we talked about 5K for him at the risk for Strasburg. He's 15-for-42. It's a .357 average with 4 doubles and 4 homers. He's hit Strasburg extremely well. Markakis is hitting .290, 9-for-31, 2 doubles and a homer as well. So you can target Stras if you want to get really risky. Harper, 4-for-14, 2 doubles and a homer off Fulte. Trey Turner and Rendon have taken him deep as well. Hernan Perez, 3-for-8 with a triple and a homer off Hector Santiago. Low Kane, 7-for-22 with 4 doubles. Domingo Santana's taken him deep as well. Not many White Sox have faced Chase Anderson. Brian Dozier, 3 home runs off Carlos Carrasco. He's only hitting .207, but he's taken him deep 3 times. Rosario and Kepler each once as a team. They're hitting .214 off of him, but they've shown a little bit of power. Lindor's 3-for-12, hitting .250 with a double off Berrios. So the Indians are only hitting .151 off Berrios in a couple games they faced him. Jose Altuve, 8-for-21 with a double and a homer off of Sale. Gattis taking him deep as well. K with the Chris Davis, talked about him earlier. He's 4-for-12, 2 doubles and a homer off Ian Kennedy. Something to keep in mind. Matt Carpenter, 7-for-16, 2 doubles and a homer, a .438 average versus Jameson Taillon. Justin Turner, 9-for-17, 3 doubles and a homer off Tyler Anderson, a .529 average. Bellinger and Kiki Hernandez have taken Tyler Anderson deep as well. Mike Trout, 10-for-18 at 3 homers versus Bartolo. It's a .556 average. Valbuena, 3-for-7, 2 homers. Andrelton Simmons, 12-for-26, 2 doubles and a triple. Albert Pujols, 8-for-25, 3 homers. As a team, the Angels are hitting .362 off Big Sexy with 9 home runs. That's a lot of power. A lot of power. Wow. Carlos Gomez, 7-for-18 with a double and a triple off Mike Leake. Ramos, 5-for-21, it's a .238 average with 2 homers. So that'll do it for your BVP. Lots of interesting stuff to look at there. When you look at the top totals, you got the Dodgers and Rockies and Coors. That's obvious. Keep an eye on. They called up Dennis Santana for the Dodgers. He might start today or tomorrow. So maybe they push Alex Wood back. Keep that in mind. He's a right-handed pitcher, which opens up the Blackmans of the world. Kind of brings story down a little, but still not bad. Talented, talented prospect. Really good stuff. I hate seeing guys make their first career starts in Coors, but hey, stuff happens. Now, when you get out of that, you got the Yankees versus Cashner, which is great. But the Angels versus Bartolo could be one you could definitely target. Remember the reverse splits, but pretty much anybody. Love the Brew Crew versus Hector Santiago. Love the White Sox versus Chase Anderson. Those are two I absolutely really, really love. Then the A's versus Ian Kennedy can be really sneaky nice. Lefties .381, righties .372. That Tigers game versus Jaime Garcia, Tigers and Toronto facing two mediocre at best lefties, could be sneaky nice. And then I wanted to mention the Oakland A's, who we love versus, can you mention that? I want to mention them again. But then the Mets versus Tyler Chatwood, lefties .388, righties .339. He walks the world. He could have set up a lot of opportunities for action. You saw the Giants get to him last Sunday in Sunday Night Baseball. So it could be sneaky there. So there's a couple you can look at. Brewers, White Sox, A's, Mets, Angels. You've heard where the best areas to target are on those ones. Could definitely help differentiate you and get you some value. So there you have it, guys. Friday, June 1st, Quick Hits in the books. Check us out on thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. You got some Friday UFC action today, UFC Utica. So go check that out. You got Around the Bases with Bubba and Bo. I promise it'll come out here later. I've been super busy and that stupid system crashed, so I will get on that. You got Bench with Bubba's out there with Lance Brozdowski, episode 97. Go check that out. Hope everybody has a great, safe, fun weekend. I'll be back with you guys on Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your June 1st edition. I'm out. We'll be right back.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.